In post-herpetic neuralgia, usually there can be two types of pain. Either there is a continuous or spasmodic shooting type of a pain. The patient may complain of hyperesthesia, allodynia, severe pruritus, or dysesthesia. In case of ocular complications, as I mentioned during the examination scheme, that usually the nasal ciliary branch of the trigeminal nerve is involved, which lead to involvement of the eyes, producing complications. So how do we know that eyes are involved? Either the eyes are clinically pink, or there is a watering, or it's quite obvious that the eyes are involved, or the Hutchinson sign is positive. The dermatological complications I've mentioned in the complications overall. For diagnosing, we can do Zank smear, in which we can see multi-infiltrated giant cells. Other than that, viral culture, serology, PCR, and biopsy can be done. And the treatment I've already discussed in detail. So these are the most common or expected type of the viva questions which can be asked in a case of herpes zoster. Or if we get any clinical slide of herpes zoster, even for that, it is going to cover everything, inshallah.